From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Two blasts at a Shiite shrine in a suburb of the Syrian capital have killed at least eight people and left many others wounded. Syrian state media say a suicide bomber struck at the entrance of the Saida Zainab shrine south of the center of Damascus. That blast was followed by a car bombing at the heavily guarded shrine important to Shiites throughout the world. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports a higher death toll than Syrian authorities, saying at least 12 people were killed and dozens of others wounded. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, which took place in an area where several other bombings have occurred in the past, often claimed by Islamic State militants. Afghan officials say Islamic State militants have killed at least six security forces, including a district police chief, in a pre-dawn attack in eastern Afghanistan. The assault on the police headquarters in the Haska Mena district in Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan, triggered an hours-long intense firefight that left at least 15 Daesh assailants dead and seven wounded. That's according to a provincial government spokesman using the Arabic acronym for IS. The timely arrival of reinforcements enabled Afghan forces to defeat the attack, Ayatollah Khojani told VOA, although at least six policemen were wounded. Local media and residents, however, reported at least 11 security personnel were wounded and six of them were in critical condition. The heavily armed attackers reportedly managed to enter police headquarters in the surprise assault before being pushed back. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands came out for boxer Muhammad Ali's memorial in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, to remember him. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reports.
Thousands lining the Louisville streets
Ali, Ali, Ali.
That Muhammad Ali knew so well. Three-time world heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali battled in the ring, but refused to fight in the Vietnam War because of his Muslim beliefs. His funeral, planned by him, included all faiths. His wife of 30 years, Lonnie Ali.
In the diversity of men and their faiths, Muhammad saw the presence of God.
The 74-year-old Muhammad Ali stayed a man of strong conviction, fearless, and outspoken, until Parkinson's silenced him during the final years of his life. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Washington.
Former Republican U.S. presidential candidate Mitt Romney says he will not vote for this year's presumptive party nominee Donald Trump in November, citing the billionaire's racist and misogynistic remarks. The 2012 candidate is holding his fourth annual Expert and Enthusiast, or E2, meeting, a private retreat for Republicans where the main topic of conversation this year is the current candidate for the party. Nearly 300 participants are attending the meeting that opened Thursday in Deer Valley, Utah. In the TV interview, Romney said he will not vote for the Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton either. Instead, Romney said he's considering voting for Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, which is a remarkable admission for a Republican leader. A singer who won acclaim on NBC TV's The Voice singing competition has been killed. Christina Grimmie was signing autographs after a concert Friday in Orlando, Florida, when a gunman opened fire on her. Grimmie's brother, who was at the scene, tackled the assailant, but not in time. Police say the gunman then shot and killed himself. Police say Grimmie had performed Friday with the band Before You Exit at the Plaza Live in Orlando. Two high school valedictorians in the southern U.S. state of Texas have revealed they are undocumented immigrants from Mexico. Both have received college scholarships, one to Yale, the other to the University of Texas. Larissa Martinez came to the United States in 2010 with her mother and sister, she said, to escape from her alcoholic and abusive father. The three now live in a one-bedroom apartment in McKinley, Texas. Martinez took a swipe at Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who has said if he becomes president, he will build a wall between the United States and Mexico to keep out Mexicans. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.